Esse documento se chama Dictating Patient's Name is Nancy Gold, GOULD, Nancy, NANCY. Date of birth is 11/1/1947. Date of service is 9/27/2022. Miss Gold is a very pleasant 74-year-old female with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of symptomatic bradycardia, status post dual chamber, permanent pacemaker placement, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of MI, history of stent placement, history of severe aortic stenosis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, carotid stenosis, as well as cognitive decline and mental status changes, admitted to the hospital. Patient was in the hospital recently for permanent pacemaker placement. She was subsequently sent to a rehab center. While at the rehab, she developed COVID, eventually was discharged. She has been doing well, but was sleeping a lot, was intermittently confused. She was found on the floor, poorly responsive, with a sugar of 40. She was brought to the hospital. She was admitted to the hospital, given IV fluid as well as dextrose. Her sugar did improve. She was being monitored in the hospital. Her BMI was significantly elevated. She underwent CAT scan. We did choucholelithiasis, right pleural effusion, otherwise unremarkable right upper and ultrasound, CT of the abdomen and pelvis, as well as CT angio chest was done. No pulmonary embolism was seen. Moderate bilateral pleural effusions were seen. There was some ground glass airspace with opacity in both lungs, representing pulmonary edema. No acute inflammatory process was seen in the chest, abdomen, or pelvis. Compression deformity at T12 was seen. New from before. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was diuresed, was subsequently doing better. She was pleasantly confused, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, she's sitting at the edge of the bed having her dinner. She, as mentioned, she is pleasantly confused, does not give much information. She denies any complaints of pain, denies any trouble breathing, denies any headaches, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction, history of symptomatic bradycardia, a status postpartum pacemaker placement, history of CVA, history of chronic back pain, history of Bell's palsy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, kidney stones, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of permanent pacemaker placement, history of MI, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, severe aortic stenosis, carotid artery stenosis, history of cognitive decline, slight dementia, surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass graft surgery, cardiac catheterization, history of permanent pacemaker placement, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, cataract surgery, and current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, social history, smoking, quit smoking long time ago, alcohol, none. Allergies to bacitracin, neomycin sulfate, neosporin, and polymyxin B. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, as well as paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of permanent pacemaker placement, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no history of kidney stones, musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, history of dementia / cognitive decline, history of mental status changes. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, systolic murmur, grade 2/6, left temporal was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the bases, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination, patient awake, moving all four extremities, pleasantly confused. Impression, number one. Impression, number one, acute metabolic encephalopathy. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, acute and chronic congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction. Next, severe aortic stenosis. Next, elevated liver enzymes. Next, hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, cognitive decline / dementia. Next, T12 compression deformity. Treatment plan, discuss patient about her symptoms. She's admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. Will continue current medications as recommended from the hospital. Will monitor her progress. Will check her sugar. Consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.